something.
I will destroy them all.
Welcome to the coordinate, where this time you may hear some Christmas lights in the background while Bill speaks.
Hello, and welcome to the coordinate. I'm Bill.
I'm Tyler.
And welcome to Shingeki no Kyojin chapters 35-50.
Yep.
I got it right. It helps if I can read it in front of me. But so, yes, yeah. you may notice some background noise during this recording, especially while I'm speaking, and my audio quality may be ever so slightly reduced. But, that happens.
Yep. Bill's in a cafe.
I'm in a cafe, drinking a nice latte from Big Red Mug. There's some Christmas music playing in the background, making me feel very festive. Perfect time to put in a mood for about Big Hairy Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Tyler?
I'm good. So this is a very Titan-heavy arc.
Very Titan-heavy arc. Lots of Titans in this one.
Yep.
Not too much backing. We've had arcs with more backing. Have you got any news for us?
Oh.
Any Attack on Titan news?
I don't think so. Supposedly this month is like, we're recording this in December. So this is like, they call it the golden month, because usually two chapters come out of the manga, because the January chapter gets leaked early because they finish it early, so they don't have to work over the holidays. So, yeah. Which then makes the February chapter take forever.
I suppose this is really early. All right, then. Well, should we crack on then? So we've got a lot to get through.
Yep. Let's jump on in.
Let's jump on in while the baristas make the coffee. So, we start off at episode 35, and it's entitled The Beast title. So, where we left all of our friends in the 104th division of the training corps, isn't it?
Yep.
104 training clubs. They've all been like just basically sat in a room, told to sit still, and they get attacked by a bunch of titans. Because the sniffy guy can sense.
Yep, and none of them have their BD, what do we call it? BDSM? BDSM gear, yeah.
Yes. And a BDM gear, vertical directional maneuvering. they like to whip each other.
Yep.
Anyway, Tyler, you must be loving this one. There's so many Titan butts.
So many butts. And there's some big round butts. Like,
yeah, there are some big juicy butts. There's some small butts. There's bending over butts. There's lots of butts.
You get to see some nice taint.
You have some good old taint. But yes, so the assumption is that the wall has been breached. And, we've got our sniffy guy. He's sniffing out these Titans coming towards. They warn the trainees and they get them all down onto horseback and tell them, quick, we've got to get out of here and warn people.
Yep.
And so that's what everyone does. Everyone scatters. Sniffy guy. What's Sniffy guy's name?
I think his name is Mike Zacharias.
Mike. Oh, yeah, Zacharias.
Yeah.
I love the way how a lot of them have, like, really just normal names. Like, so we've got Erin, Mikasa, and, like, Ymir, and all those sort of people.
And then there's, like 30 Mike. People named Tom.
Yeah, Mike and Tom. he basically tells everyone they've got to scatter. So he sets everyone into four teams. One to go north, one to go east, one to go south, one to go west. And the south team basically got to circle back around as well and see if they can identify where the break in the wall is. And so this is the point where Sasha, my favourite, I love Sasha, she volunteers to go, is it east?
I don't know, but she's going towards the village she's from.
Yeah,
and
she volunteers to go north. She wants to go to the northern forest. Yep. And she also then volunteers Connie, who's going to get comatose, to go south. But he'll go south. That seems like the most dangerous one.
Yep.
He even says, south is definitely most dangerous.
Yeah, and then he's going to go to, like, the village she's from, so.
Yeah, but he's like, my village is to the south. So he's obviously concerned that, something may have happened to his village. And yeah, something may have happened.
Yep. And then so our sniffy friend, he's apparently the second best fighter, just behind Levi. So he plans on like taking on a bunch of titans like himself to like distract them.
Yeah, because the moment they start to leave, all the titans then start running it, which they refer to as being abnormal titans. Why are they all suddenly running? So he decides, I'm going to take off by myself to take them on. And I think they say something like, you're mental. There's no way you could possibly take on, I think, like 9 spotted titans.
Yeah.
Is that right? I'm trying to see if they're going to... I'm trying to find it. I'm sure they mentioned how many titans there were. They're, no, you can't do that. There's 9 of them.
And yeah, I'm not sure, but I do know my favorite titans
there.
One
of the guys does say, one man against 9 titans, that's ridiculous. And then it just suddenly flicks to him standing on the roof and goes, torn out.
Yeah.
And
so, this has like some of my favorite titans. We've got the old man titan who appears to be pregnant. Like he's like holding his belly. Yeah. Like he looks pregnant.
Yes, he's always walking around holding his pregnant belly.
Yeah.
Which is very, very strange.
And then there's the titan with the big head, little body, and no neck.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a giant mutated baby.
Yeah, he could be. Who knows?
But with a big old, man's nostrils. There's one titan that keeps popping up in this as well. He just seems to like randomly just pick people off by their heads while they're on horses.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see one of the slides, I'll point it out.
Okay. Mike is taking like care of those titans, no problem. And he's like, "Huh." But that big hairy one over there, he's kind of worries me. He's weird looking. Never seen one with fur like that.
Yeah, he says marks him as a 17-meter class, maybe taller. It's big. And it's just walking around. Yeah. He's like, "Oh, good." And then he's like, Mike's all relieved because his horse is coming back. And the big furry titan picks up his horse and struck the mic.
Yep.
Gives him the evil eye and just throws the horse at him. He's like, no, what? And unfortunately, Mike falls off and falls right into the arms of right into the mouth, actually, of the big nose baby titan.
Mm-hmm.
So the
beast titan, the big hairy one, he's like, I told you to stop. Wait. Yeah. And then he just like picks up like that titan that's mostly ahead and just like squishes him until his eyes pop out.
It's great. In the manga, in the animated one as well, it's like that's fantastic. It's so gruesome. I would also say that when you watch this in the anime version, which is like the beginning of season 2, it's a lot creepier than how it is in the manga. Like the way the titan talks to Mike.
Yeah. I guess we should mention. So this arc is in the entirety of season 2. So,
what's this entirety of season 2?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I've been watching it. I've only seen it.
Yeah, it's only 12 episodes.
Oh, okay. So the hairy titan starts talking to Mike. So, what do you call this weapon? The one on your hips that helps you fly around. And Mike's just like flabbergasted and things talking to him and able to control titans. And yeah, it confuses hairy titan because he goes, oh, Michael, you spoke the same language as me. And then he's like, "You're using swords. I'll just take that with you," and literally just picks it off his back.
Yep, it looks funny in his hand. It's so tiny.
Yeah, and then Mike suddenly regains his senses. Like, well, humanity's only lost if we don't fight back. So he gets his swords out, and then as the hairy beast titan is walking away, he goes, "Oh yeah, you guys can move now." And he just gets swarmed by the other titans, who slowly tear him to pieces and rip his neck open. Like I say, in the anime version, it's really gruesome. and then that brings us to the end of chapter 35. We move on to chapter 36. So yeah, I know it's me who tends to slow this down a lot. So we get a lot of people wandering around, telling people to evacuate. I believe they've reached the nearest district. That's right. Was it Ishii?
I didn't bother writing down any of the names of the districts.
Oh, it's the Ermut district. So, some of the corps get back to the Ermut district, and they start telling people that the Titans are coming, and that the wall has fallen. And then this is where they walk in and they inform Commander Pixis. He kind of flicks all over the place, doesn't it? But yeah, you know, they show you mm-hmm. Commander Pixis, him being informed of the walls. gone down, and then we flick over to 5 hours after the Titans were spotted, and Stasha has finally reached her home village. And so she's running around warning everyone, and then she we have a little flashback to her dad.
Yeah, and so in the anime, her dad's got like a thick Southern accent. So they're basically rednecks, but they're like wholesome ass rednecks, because like her dad just seems like the nicest guy. He's basically just like, Sasha, you just gotta like, you gotta accept others.
Yeah, he's basically saying like, you gotta move sometimes. But I think what's happened here is after the initial travesty in Shikijima, and then all the and Fall of War Maria, and all the immigrants coming in and, you know, going back into the inner district, a lot of people then started, like, you know, there was suddenly a lot more population. So what was originally Sasha and her dad's hunting grounds, and they seem to be like European hunters, people were coming in and stealing all their game. And he's basically telling Sasha, you know, we've got to move with the times. I've had a good deal from a horse farmer.
He says that a whole thing about, I don't like how society works is people like relying on each other. So like, if she doesn't want to be a part of this, she needs to be completely on her own and like not expect anyone to ever help her again if she's not going to help others.
Yeah. And today, by the way, people listening at home, it's the day after the election in the UK. So I don't feel like we're being good society helping each other. But not to get political there. Yeah. I'm getting political. Screw you, Boris Johnson. Anyway, as I alienated 10 of our listeners.
Oh no, all those Nigerians.
Oh yeah, I forgot to say. Yes, guys, guess who's the number one podcast in for animation and manga podcasts in Nigeria?
It's us. So, thank you to all of our Nigerian listeners. I don't know if that equates to one or what, but you know.
Well, no, I have no idea how it works, because on the Anchor stats, apparently we have no listeners in Nigeria. But according to the podcasting stats in the world, we are the number one manga podcast in Nigeria.
I like how Anchor stats are set up to show you stats from different planets.
Yeah, I know. It's really strange. but yeah, number one in Nigeria. I think we were at one point number one in Germany. I think we're like number 14. And today, suddenly, we popped up as number 4 in Great Britain. And I think, did we hit like number, I think we got 18 in there.
I think we may have been in the top 10 at one point.
Hmm. You know, we're not in the charts at all at the moment for America. At one point we were there. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, we have this like weird heart to heart thing with Sasha and her dad, and she basically says, no, that was the last time I saw him.
Yep.
Which is a really weird flashback to the last conversation where he was basically like, don't be a dick, just accept what's coming. And then we see a big footprint. Then we see a nice big footprint.
and then we see a bird eating a worm.
Yes, we do.
It's one of my favorite panels. It's like very random.
The random bird eating a worm. But then we also see a titan eating the child's mother.
Yeah.
And
it's like a 3-meter titan, so it's like one of the smaller ones, and I find them to be the creepier ones because they just like they look like big naked people.
Big guys, but yeah, so Sasha picks up an axe and tries to chop his head off, but can't get anywhere with it because the axe isn't made from our triple hardened brittle steel. So for some reason he can't cut his neck. And she just like hammers away at it, and the thing just casually just sits there eating his woman on the floor. Just completely ignores Sasha. So she grabs the kid and runs, and then the thing eventually sort of takes a notice, like, hey, my afternoon is smelling away. And so it starts to run after Sasha and the kid. Sasha, accidentally being Sasha, manages to let her horse loose and it runs off. So she picks up a bow and arrow, tells the kid to run, and then shoots the thing in the eye a couple of times. And my god, Sasha's been shot with that. But in between, sandwiched in between, so we get a nice little scene with Sasha and Ymir and Krista, Ymir's kind of clocked onto the fact that Sasha's putting on a bit of an accent. She's covering her southern drawl.
Yeah, and actually, obviously, you can't hear that in the manga, but in the anime, like in the flashback, she has a southern accent, and then normally she just talks like pretty neutral accent. So
Well, when she picks the kid up out of the room, where the thing's eating her mum, the kid says to her, "Why are you talking so nice?" There's like, obviously she can recognize that she's supposed to have a southern accent. And it's the bit where she tells the child to run. She says, "Get going!" Yes.
I think it's funny how, I think it's funny how, like, Sasha's just like, you know, telling the kid, like, "It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be, everything's gonna be fine." And the kid's like, "What's gonna be okay? What's gonna be fine?" Because, like, the village just, like, abandoned her mom because her mom, like, had trouble walking. Mm. And so, like, no one bothered saving her or her mom. So,
yeah, it's like the kid had already accepted the fate. So, like, nothing's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
No, my life's fine. but yeah, Sasha manages to blind this titan, which gives her a chance to get away. Then she hears him, prince, and looks up, and there's her dad riding through the forest.
Yep, and then I don't think we see Sasha again.
No, that's it. We don't see Sasha at all for the rest of this arc now.
Yeah, I don't know where she went.
She is my favourite. Well, she obviously bugs off the dad on there. But yeah, you see, they give the impression at the end of it that all hostilities between her and her dad are kind of over with. And then now we get to catch up with Erin and the gang. So Erin, Nikista, and Hurang? Is it Zuri, isn't it?
Oh, Hanji?
Hanji, yeah.
Yeah.
Hanji and the priest.
Yep, and Levi's got a gun on the priest. Like, yeah.
Seems weird. You think he'd be more comfortable with his titan sword, but yeah. But yeah, they're taking this priest to try and break his spirit and his resolve. He will reveal in secret how the war religion. I like the idea of having a war religion. I believe in wars.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically Trump, right? Trump supporters.
Yeah, that's I was about to make a Trump joke. I've already been political once, and I'm not American, so I shouldn't come on you on your political religion. But yeah, by the sounds of it, yeah, the UK, Australia, and America will have their own obnoxious people.
Yeah.
MC was having a little crack with that. Anyway.
they have someone that doesn't believe in climate change while, like, a good portion of their country is on fire, you know?
Yeah. This never used to happen. Yeah. Climate change isn't real.
Our president said, "You just got to make sure you rake those leaves." That's how he prevents forest fires. That's a real thing.
You can't see my reactions to that comment, but, my head is low. Anyway, so speaking of endangered societies, second point. they're basically trying to break this priest down. Erin's just like utterly in shock. This priest just won't give up his secret.
Yeah, he's like, "If you know something that could save humanity, like, why don't you say it? Just do it. Like, why? What could be more important?"
But the interesting nugget we do get out of this is from Zoe, who tells us about the fact she's got a scowl from the female titan, and she's realised that it's made of the same stuff that the walls are made out of. So the walls are made out of titan scowl, or titan
skin. Yep, it's like dandruff.
Yeah, very strange, yep. It is collected enough of it. You guys stand there, and as your dandruff falls off, you've got a wall.
Yep, and then so basically they come up with a plan. They're like, "Hey, if Annie can get hard, why can't Erin get hard?" And
you know, it's that yeasty Viagra they're making. It's too big.
So yeah, then Erin, and he's like obsessed with filling a hole or something.
Yeah, I like the fact during this arc, like they constantly refer back to the comedic facts that when they're talking about, you know, there's a new hole, we don't know where it is yet, but hopefully there's a convenient-sized rock to plug it in.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, there was a convenient-sized rock last time, so hopefully it'll be one this time.
Yeah, and, for some reason it makes me laugh, like, every time, like, Erin's like, "We gotta plug that hole."
Yeah, but I like the fact the current plan is, well, we don't know how the whole titan skin becoming the wall works, but we'll just put Erin in the hole and transform into Titan. I hope the best.
Yep.
So they get to Elmrich District, and the guy sees all the refugees coming in from outside of the wall, and he's very, very shocked. And he says, basically, "I made up my mind, I'm not going to tell you what's going on, but there's someone in the survey corps who can." And there's basically a lot of, like, stuff going on, and it turns out to be Krista.
Yep. And it's really weird. So they try to like draw it out by not saying her name specifically, but then she has a secret name. So like if they would have just said Historia instead, you know, like everybody would be like, who's that? But yeah, instead, exactly. They just don't say the name. And then Armin's like, yeah, she's the real short, blonde, cute girl.
Yeah, the one that's always with Ymir. And then it gets Ymir.
Oh, yeah. And so then Hanji's like, Ymir? Because remember the talking titan that was saying Ymir?
Yes. Yeah. Because that blew my mind at the end of the last episode.
Yeah.
So Ymir. Our good old friend Ymir, who always picks on Sasha about her southern, for hiding her southern accent. And there's always a bit of
Yep, she kind of picks on everyone.
Excuse me, sorry. One up for a big sneeze. So she's basically like, let's turn back. And the guy who's in charge of her and Krista is like, no, I need you to in case I need a messenger. And they've ended up basically on this mission to see where the hole in the wall is.
Yep.
And
then we jump over to Connie.
Yep. I'm trying to remember something actually interesting. Jumps over to Connie. There's something very interesting happens. He gets to his hometown, and it's being destroyed, and there's even a titan just lying on the roof of his house, looking at him. And, but there's no blood or guts or any human remains anywhere.
Nope.
So everyone's a bit like, what? How? Why is there no, like, they must have all got away, but then they're also suspicious because there's all the horses still on the stables. And also they're a bit like, how did this titan get here? Like, the titan's not really deformed arms and legs and clearly can't lift itself up because its head's too big. Which I think is a very interesting concept, you know, occasionally titans must go wrong. But yeah, they're like, how did it get here and how did it land on your house? And, it's really strange.
Yeah, and even stranger, as they're leaving, the titan seems to tell Connie, welcome home.
Yeah, that's really weird. Welcome home. And then, skipping forward a little bit, he later on says, it really looked like my mum.
Yeah, and then at that point he said it sounded like his mom.
Yeah, so my brain's ticking over. You know, I've suddenly got fan theories.
Yep, and then Reiner's like, no, you're crazy. Like, it, you're hearing things, whatever. It's that's not it.
Yes, and again, now that I've read this chapter, and I've seen what happens at the end of the arc, you know, we're always assuming you've all read everything that's going on.
Yep.
So, obviously, yes, Reiner. Reiner says, just ignore what you just heard. And it's like, oh, yeah, Reiner. Yeah, ignore it, eh, Mr. Reiner. you, Reiner.
But also, he's got, you know, like, split personality, so you don't know if he's actually trying to make him feel better in that scene or if he's trying to manipulate him. So he really
does have a split personality. I thought there was being like, he's a bit split emotionally.
Yep, he's got a split personality.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Reiner basically just tells Connie to ignore it. Let's get on with the job because, humanity's at stake here. And we get a few little things where people are just like, there's really not many titans around, considering there should be a hole in the wall or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's a bit suspicious that there aren't very many titans. And we get to follow a group who's still searching along the wall. Because there's two groups, isn't there? There's like one coming from one way and one coming from another direction.
Yep.
And we get to see this really dark scene at night. And I love the bit where he's just like, God, there's like, I can barely see 5 feet in front. And there could literally just be titans waiting out in the darkness. And then there's this like pan out scene of all these titans surrounding
him. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just his imagination. It's just his imagination. I really like that panel. I thought that was pretty cool. And, they don't see a titan. Instead, they bump into more people on horseback.
Yeah, like, so they run into the group that Krista and Ymir are with.
Yeah, so basically, they both come, one's come from the east, one comes from the west, like, both going along the side of the wall looking for where this hole is. And there's no hole. There's no hole. So there is a big creepy castle right nearby. Yeah,
so I love this panel. One guy just goes, is that a ruined castle? Like, just like they just randomly find a castle and they're just like, what's a castle doing here?
Yeah, well, it wasn't an abandoned castle. And so they set up camp for the night in this really big, like, weird Dracula's castle thing.
Yeah, and so when they get there, well, like, when they get there, like, one person notes, like, huh, Someone's been here recently.
Oh, yeah, because they find some crates with food and alcohol in it. So they're just like, oh, maybe this was like a piece. Maybe this was a piece then.
And it's in a, the food has like labels that are in a language that for some reason Ymir can understand, but is clearly not whatever their common tongue is.
Oh, I think, yeah, I read that at the time, but also I didn't really clock the importance of it. So this is the point where Connie says the kind of thing resembled me of my mum. And then again, Reiner says, hey, let me see you. And even Krista, she's like, oh, God, even in the panel, she's like breaking out in sweat. She's going, your mum was a titan. Your dad was a titan.
Ymir.
Ymir's sweating. And yeah, she's basically saying like, yeah, so your mum and dad must have been titans. How did they, you know?
And she's like, how could your mom be a titan? You're so tiny.
And then this is the bit where they find, she's digging around, and she finds some herrings.
Yep.
Like, how's herrings? Like, he points out the fact she can read it, and then suddenly the alarm goes up. There's a buttload of titans outside. I didn't think those titans back. Now I'm wondering how, because he just had his head squeezed. So I should be some different big nose eyes.
I think it's the same one. I think he just didn't get killed because like his
he would
the whole nape thing regenerates.
They restore.
Yeah, because I think you actually see him. After that, like attacking Sniffy.
And all the gang see the big hairy beast titan walking past again. And there he is, there's old pregnant titan smashing into the castle. And all the titans start breaking in through the doors below.
Yeah, and the beast titan, we see him climbing the wall in the distance.
Yeah, he climbs the wall and just sort of sits on top of there and gets a nice view of what's going on.
Oh, and this is when we run into your favorite titan around this area.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, did I move over my tile? No, hang on. I want to see it. Where is it? No, it's not there.
I might have skipped ahead because I think we see Zoe Hanji saying that they're going to go to the same castle.
Yeah, she's saying this is our destination. We're going to go to this castle. We'll be able to get a good view of the wall from there.
Yep, so, because they're looking for Krista.
Yeah, they're looking for Krista. And I'm just getting back down to that panel now. They're there in and everyone going in. Oh, yeah, and then there's... is that Mikasa in that weird idol outfit? I don't know what to ask.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's one of the fake panels at the bottom, yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's a preview saying like next time it's going to be like a dancing episode.
I like that one. That was very fun. I'm just catching up back in hand. Here we go. Here are my favorite sizes. Oh, this is cool. Yeah, he's got a nice round butt. And there's like one titan attacking another titan.
He's like laughing. His fingers are in his mouth. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, he seems to be really enjoying himself. But it's so strange. I feel like at the beginning of this Attack on Titan, they said about titans never really attack each other much. They just sort of concentrated only on humans and they didn't eat animals. But there seems to be a lot of, you know, as it goes on, like just random titans attacking each other.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're just kind of like mindless, and I really haven't. Maybe he's got like he ate someone, and he's like trying to pull him out of his mouth to eat him. I don't know.
But yeah, we basically end up in a situation where there are a couple of titans breaking into the lower part of the castle for the war, and so they send down the unarmed trainees to go take care of that, while the actual survey corps have got their BDX engine fly around killing all the bigger titans, and we're treated to a nice big battle. Lots of stuff happened. Lots of titans die. They throw a cannon at the titan. Reiner's the one who they say about how he seems to be really fearless. He just goes ahead, opens the door, and there's a titan there, so he closes the door.
And then we get something that you may not have realized was like a flashback at the time. You might have skipped over it, but he gets a flashback to
Yes.
I don't
use it. Wondered, like, why is there a sun? Why is there a little child? It's Reiner when he was a kid. I did see that. I was just like, that's weird.
It's Reiner, Berthold, and someone named Marcel. They name him in this somewhere. And Marcel is getting eaten by what appears to be Ymir's Titan, which we haven't seen yet. But
we'd almost gone the whole time without spoiling it. It's quite bad. Everyone should have read these. Yes, so he kind of has a weird flashback. And Reiner and Beltrog comes over to help him fight off this Titan. He says, "We're our hometown." And then they barricade the door, and then Connie and the gang come along and just, with a giant cannon out of nowhere, just roll it down the stairs and smash it into the door in the Titan and basically crush it beneath it. And then another Titan comes through, bites Reiner on the arm, and he basically just picks it up and tries to throw it out of the window.
Yeah, and Connie has to cut its jaw open, and Ymir kicks it out.
Connie cuts its jaw, so it releases Reiner, and Ymir just like... she goes all Jean-Claude Van Damme on it, just like roadhouses it in the face.
Yeah, I like how Reiner just like blocks its bite with his arm and then picks it up.
Yeah, he's just like absolute beast.
Yep.
Yeah, and then Krista starts to help him out, and he goes, she says, "All I've got is this dirty cloth." She rips part of her dress off, and he's like staring at her, and goes, "I'm grateful." And in his head, he's like, "Marry me."
Yeah. And then Ymir's like, I think I got like a boo boo too.
So they continue to fight. And then who throws the horse at?
That is the Beast Titan from the wall.
The Beast Titan starts throwing things at the wall, like horses and stuff. And it causes two of the Cerner Corps guys on top of things to actually die. And then multiple Titans start attacking. And
This is around when we get Taint Titan. There's this Titan that they take down, and he's like holding on to part of the tower, and he's just got his legs spread eagle as he's fallen.
And then so in order to save them from this dire situation, Ymir has a big thing where she has a flashback with Krista. Says, remember what we promised. I'll tell you my deepest, darkest secret. I'll let you know about it if you tell me your real name. And we're like, what? And then so she jumps off the building, she takes Connie's knife, slices her hand, and turns into a huge Titan. Well, not a huge Titan. She's got
a really ugly Titan.
Yeah, she's busted. she starts fighting off the Titans down below.
Yeah, so before she does that, there's a funny-ish scene. I don't know if it's funny, but we see one of the guys who was like killing all the people, like one of the non-new recruits. He's the one that's been wanting to have a drink the whole time.
Oh, yes.
And he ends up swinging into the building, and he's like, oh, finally. He knows he's going to die, but he's like, at least I get this drink. But I'm pretty sure it's the bottle that Krista used on Reiner.
Yeah, to disinfect his Titan. Yeah. And so he goes to pour it in his mouth, and like one funny drip falls out in the chin. He's like, why did you do this to me?
He's like, who did this? Who drank the entire bottle?
And then that's when we get the flashback from Krista and Ymir, where she's challenging Krista to be more true to herself. And then she jumps off, comes a big Titan, and starts killing them to try and save them.
Yep. And I think at some point things start going not so great, and Ymir, she like basically tries to topple the tower on top of all the Titans. And
at first Ymir is trying not to topple the tower. I mean, Krista has a go at her, saying, "Don't be such a pussy."
Yeah.
And then, she knocks the tower over.
So there's an interesting bit when she jumps up there to try to get everyone to like climb onto her. In the background, you can see Berthold about to like bite his hand, like he's going to transform.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think that's a really cool hint.
Oh, I didn't thought that. Now you've just ruined the big spoiler. mind you, I don't think we're actually going to get all the way through this.
All right.
I've got a bad feeling. We're only on track 40, aren't we?
We can pick up the pace.
Yeah,
let's go.
God, mine's been so slow for loads, so I'll let you think.
All right. So yeah, then like they jump down from the tower on Ymir, and Ymir starts fighting them again, and here comes Mikasa to save the day because Ymir is getting eaten.
Yes. Oh, good on Mikasa. She's always been saving them. Yep. And
yeah. So then Mikasa kills everyone, but I mean, there's other people helping them. I know Eren gets his first official kill, you know, as not a Titan. Yeah, there.
Comes in, he comes in and kills somebody, doesn't he? Then he gets told off saying, hey, you're supposed to stand back.
Yeah.
No, sorry. I can't believe this is his first official, like, Titan kill as a non-Titan.
Yep.
But they managed to rescue Krista, but, you know, she's missing an arm.
Yeah.
Missing an arm and a leg, and her internal organs are, like, jelly.
Scrambled, they said. Yeah, I don't know why. But yeah, so then we jump back to the wall, and here we get some interesting stuff. Reiner just like breaks down, and it's just him, Bertold, and Eren, and he tells Eren everything.
Well, hang on, just before that, because this is the bit where Krista tells everyone that her actual name is Historia.
Yeah.
She's Historia Rhys. She's like one of the royal family.
Yeah, so she's like a bastard.
Yeah, she's an illegitimate child, but also there's something about the royal family's bloodline.
We'll find out later.
I assume they're all untitled. So like you say, Reiner and Bertold, Reiner basically just gets Eren on his own with Bertold and says, hey, basically, I'm the armored titan, and Bertold is the colossal titan.
Come with us. We don't have to destroy any more walls. No one else has to die. And Eren's like,
we know
what?
You guys have got no more buttons.
Yeah.
To kill those halves.
And Bertold's Eren, what?
What? And Eren tries to be all coy about it. Then we're treated to a flashback where basically Armin's already worked this all out. Yep. he's telling everyone that, yeah, it's Bertold and Reiner. But let's not let on that we know it's them, and we'll try and capture them.
Yeah, and Eren and doesn't like, want to believe that that's the truth.
Yeah, but when they're telling it to him, he kind of like pops them off. And the only one who's paying any attention, considering like, you know, Connie did warn them, the only one paying any attention is Mikasa. She kind of hangs back. And then she notices the moment where it looks like it's all going to turn south and they're going to try and take Eren. And then she slices.
Yeah, so she does that when Reiner pulls off his bandage and he's just looking at his arm like reheal with steam coming off of it. And then Mikasa comes up and just chops that arm off. Yep. And half of Bertold's neck.
Yeah, because she was trying to in one move chop off
both their heads.
Reiner's both hands and Bertold's both hands. But she didn't quite manage to do it. She managed to like slice Bertold through half of one hand and his neck, and then get Reiner through one arm and half his other hand. So unfortunately that meant they both had the ability to bite their hand or whatever and turn into
Yeah, and so I like how Bertold like turns into like half of his Titan, and it's like rib cage is like embedded into the wall, like gripping it. And
yeah, I assume that's something to do with the injury that he sort of just received to his neck. Because they mentioned the fact later on that when like you're injured, it affects your ability to transform into a Titan.
Yeah,
and like although Reiner lost his hand and got the sword stuck through his other arm, I assume with Bertrand, because he got one through the neck, you know, that's like a mortal wound.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why you only had half transformation rather than the wound.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I was thinking it could just be because he's so big. Like, I don't know if he would want to fully transform on the wall because he'd probably just fall.
Yeah, that's a good point, because he's huge. But yeah, it's just cool how his ribcage is like pinning him to the top of it. It's like almost like pincered onto the wall.
Yeah.
And yeah, Eren's just like basically like, you pair of traitors. I sat there on that bed. Made love sweetly. I mean, I told you about how you kicked the wall and it fell on my mum.
Yep.
And then she got eaten by another titan. And yeah, so basically we then get treated to a big battle. There's like kind of a big back and forth between Eren and the Armor Titan, where the Armor Titan's clearly more powerful than Eren as a Titan. But Eren's able to use all the moves that Annie taught him to basically get the one up on Reiner. So
yeah Eren. And Eren's just like thinking to himself, he's like, or saying out loud, I'm not sure, but he's like, why are you guys so stupid? You made so many mistakes. Why did you teach me to fight hand to hand? You know, like, you taught me how to fight you. Why? So while that's happening, Bertold has eaten Ymir and some random guy.
Yep. When I saw that, I was like, the random guy's going to turn out to be a Titan as well.
Yeah,
no, he ate the random guy so that he could have his BDSM.
Yeah, I was really confused because I'm like, did he eat Eren and Ymir? Because Eren's down there, isn't he?
Yeah, so, it's really weird. But basically, as Big Titan, he's able to like generate heat. So It's beginning to become clear that when you are able to transform into a Titan, you seem to have like a special power. And he's one seems to be like basically like. Regenerate loads and loads of heat, and no one can go anywhere near him. And then, when it looks like Eren's just about to win and beat Reiner and rip his head off, Bertrand just falls off the wall, just lands on the top of him.
Yep, like a and there's a big explosion.
Yep, and then when everyone awakes from the explosion, everyone's gone. And it's like 5 hours later.
So there's one part I really think's funny when Eren's fighting. Reiner, so he rips off an arm, and then they're grappling again, and he's like talking about how he's stronger, Reiner's stronger than him, but he's like, I've got an advantage, I have more arms. That's just a funny thing to say.
Yeah, it's so good. And then so next up, they're basically they're waiting for some reinforcement horses. So
reinforcement
horses. Yeah, reinforcement horses. So that the scouts and the garrison, who've also turned up at this point, can basically try and chase them down. But they've got a 5-hour head start in this point. But luckily, good old Zoe Hanji, she's already worked out where they've gone. There's a Titan forest, and we can give them time to hide. Because the Titans seem to like also eating our human transforming Titans.
Yep.
So they've had to go basically somewhere to rest up until nightfall, because for some reason when it's nighttime, Titans are less active. And they tend to sort of shut down a bit. So she basically says, this is where they're going to be. They're going to be here. So just go there. So they all set up on horseback, including our good friend from the very beginning of attacking Titan, our drunk garrison guard.
Yep. And Erwin Smith is there also.
Yep. Erwin turns up. But I just like the fact it's the guy who basically lets the Titan eat Eren's mum.
Yeah.
And takes Eren away from him. So he suddenly turns up and he's like, he sits with Mikasa and Armin. He's like, hey, let's go get Eren. Because I can't go back to being a thankless drunk until you guys are back together. It's like, life goals. I want to be a thankless drunk again.
Yep. Those were the good days.
Yeah, so after knowing this, we flick over to Eren, Ymir, and Bertrand and Reiner, who are in the Titan Forest, as we just said, and they're all sitting up in the trees, and they're basically waiting for sunset so they can move on. And this is where we get the thing where it's, so Eren and Ymir have both had limbs severed, and they're both healing, so they can't really turn into Titans.
Yep. Eren's like, where are my arms? What's going on? Ymir's like, don't worry, I don't have arms either.
And the guys are just waiting for sunset, basically, so they can move on. Right. So, 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Okay, so we see some Titans relaxing, and it's really funny. There's one sitting cross-legged on another one's chest. Yeah. That's interesting.
He's just lying down on the floor, the other one's sitting on. They basically have a discussion about, you know, Reiner's split personality. He's pretending to be a soldier for the last few years, but also she's a warrior, but we don't really get what that's all about. They're saying that if they can get Eren and take him to the hairy beast Titan, then they can go home.
Yep.
Something along those sort of lines. And then they convince Ymir to join them. And she's like, okay, I'll come with you guys, but I want the opportunity to take Krista if we can. And then they see the survey corps coming along. And so they start running off through the forest. You know, they've decided, right, we've got an hour from sunset, but we're going to have to go now because we can't risk getting caught by the survey. And no one likes doing surveys. And so they basically start legging it through the forest. And the survey corps come up, and then Ymir starts being a bit of a dick, saying, I'm not going to come with you guys unless you let me take Krista, because Krista's come along. And she basically turns into a titan and then sits on a tree waiting for him. And I like the fact that Connie even stands on her head and go, hey, Krista, Ymir,
hey, it's dummy.
Me, Connie. Dummy, listen to me. He's like kicking her in the head. And she's just standing there, like, holding onto this tree, waiting. And then as Krista sort of flies by, she takes a bite, swallows her, and then flies off. So it's like monkeying through the jungle to run away from her. And then they all jump on Reiner's back. He jumps down, turns into the armored titan on the other side of the forest. Everyone jumps on his back, so that's Bertrol, who's got Erin tied to his back, and Ymir, who's got Krista in her mouth, all jump on his back, and he just runs off into the distance with lots of titans and survey corps following after him.
Yep. And then I like how like Mikasa, Erin, maybe Connie, I can't remember who all is there. A lot of them catch up to them, and they're just having a conversation while they're all like all running. Everyone's on Bertolt's, no, everyone's on Reiner's back having a conversation.
Yeah, but they're all having like a really nice heart-to-heart. Yeah. So they start running around. Right, just so you know, guys, I'm going to start walking. in case my audio glitches out for a second. And
Bill's got to go back to work.
Yeah, I've got to start walking back to work. We can continue the conversation. I love my new podcasting regime on the fly. It's so much fun. Right, let's kill my camera for a bit of bandwidth. Right, so yes. So they're all flying off. So everyone's chasing them down. They're having a nice little heart to heart conversation on the back of Reiner. And then what do we?
Then Erwin has been steering a whole shit ton of titans, like regular titans, at them. Bill?
Yep. No, my Wi-Fi paused it.
Okay, I was making sure a titan didn't eat you again.
No, the wind might be here.
Yeah, the wind's pretty bad.
Yay! This is great podcasting, guys. So, go on. I'll let you go.
So Erwin's got a bunch of titans coming at them. What really happens from there? Like, I think Mikasa swoops in and saves Erin through all of the titans. Yeah.
Yeah, she's swooping in. She's trying to save Erin. She's not really getting very far because Reiner put his hands around his neck so that I'll take. And they're all struggling with Reiner anyway, just covered in armor. And then we get Commander Erwin comes from the other direction with like 20 titans following him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, hey, this is my idea. Yep. I'm just gonna go throw 20 titans at the armored titan and see what happens. And then, so he manages to get all these titans to attack him. And they're basically pinning him down to the ground to the point where he can't protect Bertrold, who's got, again, Erin strapped to his back. So he's having to take his arms off and start swinging and try and fight off all these titans that are attacking him.
Yeah, so he's effectively throwing titans at the Survey Corps.
Oh, yeah, no, because that comes in a second, doesn't it? Because the Survey Corps then jump in, taking their moment while he's distracted to try and then rescue Erin. And then they managed to get Krista, or Historia, whatever you want to call her now. I think we start calling her Historia.
Yeah.
I assume it's going to become the name they call by
it. Yeah, it was kind of hard for me to refer to her as Krista because I was so used to calling her Historia.
Okay. So she manages to find her. She doesn't want to escape because although she's not really sure as to Ymir's motives, like, this is the point where she just suddenly reveals the fact that, because we don't know much about Ymir suddenly like being a titan or anything about him, but the story that it gives us is that apparently she was wandering around outside 60 years before she turned into a human. but it was the moment that Bertrolt turned into a Colossus Titan and smashed the wall at the very beginning of the series. She awoken as a human?
So what happened is she ate Bertrolt's and Reiner's friend Marcel as a mindless Titan, and that's when she became a human sometime around then.
Oh, okay. So from me, so something in Marcel turned her into a normal person.
Yeah.
I turned her into a, yeah, turned her back into a human. But she was a mindless Titan. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, I thought that was a bit like story tied them all together. So that's kind of her story. But apparently, because she stole the power to become a Titan, she's going to be in trouble with all these other weird. Probably killer. It's a bit of a weird, convoluted thing, but yeah, she convinces Krista to be on her side. Which didn't mean a lot. They've been like,
Yeah, so Mikasa saves Eren. They're getting away on a horse when the armor titan throws something that like knocks their horse down. And then thud, thud, thud. Here comes the titan that killed Eren's mom. And Mr. Hines, the drunk guy, he's like, now's my chance. And then he's dead. In the anime, they actually show him fighting the Titan.
And it's just like, oh no, there's his entrails.
Yep. And this is just entrails, straight entrails. He's like, I'm gonna kill it, now's my chance. And so Eren has a flashback to his mom being like, hey, why don't you ever protect Mikasa for once? And then he's like, Mikasa, take these ropes off me, I'm gonna do it. And then he punches that Titan in the hand.
Yeah, he kind of meets the Titan blow for blow, and then other Titans just suddenly turn and start attacking. and then he basically ends up doing the same thing. He sort of shouts at the armored Titan, and all the Titans turn around and start attacking the armored Titan. And Eren's just like, oh, doesn't seem to really know what's going on. But Reiner says, no, Eren's the worst person possible to have the coordinate power.
Yep. And so, yeah, this is it's actually the second time it was mentioned in the chapter. We forgot to mention it earlier.
But. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But on that note, I'm going to get in a lift.
Okay.
So I'm going to get eaten by an actual lift.
All right. I'm going to send you some questions to answer, and then I'll throw it in right here.
Right. Later on, guys. Lovely talking to you. And apologies for my weird, doing everything on the fly.
Hey. Later. Bye. I'll just go ahead and close out the episode. Sorry that was so rushed. But you can find us at Coordinate Pod, I think. Yes, that's it. On Twitter. That's about it. I'm going to be, it might be already out, I'm going to be on an episode of the Anime Shelf talking about the first season of Attack on Titan. So check that out. I'll put a link in the description whenever that happens. If it comes out before this, it'll be there already. So until next time, I'm Tyler. That was Bill. We'll see you next time. Keep Coordinate Podding. I don't know. Do we have a close off? Bill's just been getting eaten lately. So bye.
Hey guys, it's Bill, and I'm back. Yes, so apologies for the early exit I had to make, but you know, I'm on a tight schedule at work these days. I can't go over. And yeah, these have been some big chapters recently, so I didn't have enough time to unfortunately get through it. We nearly got there. So yes, Tyler has asked me a few questions. Number one, what the heck is the coordinate? Okay, so I did want to go over this actually at the end of the episode, but again, like I said, we run out of time. So yes, obviously, Eren seems to have some sort of ability to control Titans, almost point them at a target, or let's say a coordinate, and they were head for it. Because, yeah, he pointed them at the one that ate his mum, and they all jumped on her, and then he pointed it at the one that went the other direction. And right after the Armored Titan. So it was a bit of a, so what's going on here? So it appears, like, you know, this is my theory anyway, that once you've gained sentience as a Titan in that sort of way, and you become like a shape-shifting Titan, you know, a human who can transform and be stuck in the neck of a gross Titan and control it, you kind of, like, there must be some sort of special powers, and different Titans have different said powers. So, you know, we've got Bertolt, who can transform into this just gigantic beast of a Titan, whose power comes from its, like, its huge size, but is very slow. And then you get the Armored Titan, who is obviously, you know, completely covered in armor, so he's very difficult to take down. Annie seems to have, like, you know, a sort of a mixed mash of hardening skills as well as being able to do, but it keeps her, like, as a nimble fighter, which really suits her sort of stance. And then we also get Erin, who has the Coordinate, who's able to coordinate brain dead Titans warding around. So that's what I think it is. I think it's some sort of Coordinate. Now it says here, who is the Beast Titan? So, you know, obviously it's Jesus. No, I'm joking. So at this point of the game, I would say it's either... So it seems to me like the way my brain's thinking is that it's the series is trying to point us to thinking that maybe it's Eren's dad. Now, God knows what the Beast Titan's power is, you know. Hey, my power is that I'm furry. I don't get so cold in the winter. I don't think that's the case. But... and this kind of I think it might be Eren's dad, but I feel like the show is kind of trying to tweak my brain to think that, you know, there's so much that happens in the background of these things that maybe I'm picking up on something, but maybe I'm also picking up on some misdirection. So this ties in with what's number three, what's up with them royals. You know, well, it's the same as the royals in the UK. They're all lizard people. No, I'm joking. The queen is not a lizard. You know, the real queen, our queen, my queen. She's not a lizard. She's just a really old lady who drove a tank during the war. Respect to the queen. I think, I kind of think that maybe the Beast Titan is the actual king. That's why I guess I seem to think there's this weird thing with Krista having a blood tie and trying to walk, you know, being involved with everything. And she's like what do they call it? You know, a bastard child. So she's an illegitimate child of the king. So, you know, she must have some sort of Titan-esque blood. Because, yeah, the royal family seemed to hold the secret of the wall. And the wall's full of Titans. The wall's made from Titan excrement. God, that's what the wall's made from. Now, Tyler did not ask me, what do I think is 2,000 years from now? I'm so confused. I've got no idea. So 2,000 years from now could be absolutely anything at this stage. I'm still going to go with Jesus. I think in 2,000 years from Attack on Titan, Jesus is born. He reads Attack on Titan and is like, hey, this could be me. Could be worse. I'm Erin. and the Titans are the Romans. Too many biblical jokes in this, don't know why. It's just the 2,000 years from now, isn't it? Been, you know, just over 2,000 years BC, whatever it is. So that's it, Tyler. I hope my questions are okay. And oh, no. Oh. Oh. Shit. Troy's back. He's going to eat me. It's going to be...
I sure enjoy me some podcasts.
Wow, this podcast sure is enjoyable.
But sometimes, life has a little bit more pegged on for you than what you thought.
Oh man, is that a missile? I'm okay.
ThoughtsCast, part of the We Can Make This Work Probably podcast network.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.